You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National-led coalition government has recently confirmed they will be shutting down He Waka Eka Noa, which was an agriculture emission plan set out by the previous government instead of placing agriculture under the emission trading scheme. The current government has instead decided to create a pastoral sector group for agriculture, with more details yet to come. I spoke with Nivo Flynn from Greenpeace Aotearoa about how this will further worsen the climate crisis and what actions need to be taken to urgently turn things around. Now, the National-led coalition has announced the end of He Waka Eka Noa and will be implementing a new pastoral care system. First off, what were some of the positive impacts of He Waka Eka Noa?
I mean, to be honest, it's no great loss to see the end of He Waka Eka Noa because it was designed by the dairy industry basically to delay climate action, and it succeeded in that. How we saw it was a tactic in their decades-long strategy of predatory delay on climate change, and the new pastoral sector group announced yesterday just feels like another version of that.
What is the new pastoral sector group in detail, and why has the government opted to do this instead of keeping the agriculture in ETS?
I guess we don't know a lot of detail about the new pastoral sector group, but what it sounds like is an industry group basically in charge of deciding how it cuts its own emissions, and it seems to me to be a bit of a fox in charge of the henhouse situation.
Now, it's a well-known fact at this stage that agriculture is one of the biggest contributors to the climate crisis, but what specifically could happen both in the long term and short term if the right decisions are not taken?
I mean, we know we're in a climate crisis. We're in a climate emergency. And the national-led government, even just in the last week, has really made it clear that the biggest polluters, industrial dairy like Fonterra and new oil and gas exploration, are free to treat our atmosphere like an open sewer. And the biggest polluters get away with it again. And the cost of that will end up landing on people like you and me, on taxpayers, on increased costs, and people like us who have to then live with the burden of increasing storms and climate catastrophe and polluted drinking water up and down the country.
And the statement that Greenpeace released said that the successive government also failed to take the right decisions. What kind of decisions would you have liked to see leading up to now?
One thing we know is that we have too many cows in Aotearoa. Methane produced by cows is a superheating climate gas, and our agriculture industry is accounting for about half of our emissions. So we really need to reduce the number of cows that we farm here in Aotearoa and reduce the amount of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer that we're using if we want to meet our Paris Agreement.
And what kind of political policies would you like to see to implement these kinds of things?
We'd like to see a plan for how we're going to reduce the number of dairy cows in this country, and we'd also like to see a phase out of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. And obviously it would be great if the big polluters started paying for their pollution and pulling their weight in that.
Now, the successive government did implement an emission tax for farmers. Do you think that this was a positive decision?
I think we haven't seen any government actually tackle the agriculture industry in relation to climate change successfully at all yet. So hopefully that's what we will see as people stand up and resist the government's ongoing war on nature.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.